Live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Every single day, Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m., right here on WVNN. And I say it all the time, too. You can listen to us live at rightsideradio.org. Just go to our website. By the way, on that website, you'll find a lot of other stuff. You'll see our advertisers. You'll see our recommended reading list. You'll see the bios for myself and Copper. You'll see a photo gallery. You'll also find contact information for how to advertise on Right Side Radio if you want to. And if you've missed a segment of the show or you want to repeat something because you heard something said you thought was good enough or you want to send it to somebody else, we have downloads the next morning after each day's show. The next morning, downloads of the show are available in podcast form. And that's what I keep talking about. When I told Copper earlier today, we've had over 6,000 downloads. And in the last, where are we at right now, Copper? We're less than 90 days. Like, let's put it that way. We're like, what, 75 nice. Days? I mean, 6,000 downloads in 75 days. Do the math. But, hey, listen, back on the issue of the border, you know, and by the way, Copper, I find it extremely gratifying when I am sitting here in the studio, and during the break, I recognize that something's on the news, and I click on, take the mute button off, and they are saying what I've been saying for the last hour.
Nice.
I'm sitting here watching The Five is on Fox right now, and the debate going around, and literally what I just heard one of them say was on Biden using certain issues as smokescreens for his other failures. Hello, come on, somebody clap. I need applause somewhere that we've been nailing it today. Thank you, Copper. Thank you very much. I hear the pitter patter of the golf clap. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. But that being said, folks, it's not hard to see, but sometimes it's hard to see through. You know something's there. You know it ain't right. But when you begin to weave the fabric together, which is what this show is for, this show, I've been saying it all along, this show is designed to entertain, to enlighten, to empower, to educate, so that when you go have those water cooler conversations, you will know how to address the topics that somebody brings up. When you're sitting in Sunday school or the fast food line and someone says, hey, about that thing, you can go, yeah, you know what? I heard this guy on Right Side Radio named Phil talking about yada, 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 and tell him. And that's what we're doing here. We're unpacking this in a way you can see it. And so right now I said that part of the triple dipper for the day, the three big stories you got to know, is the fact that there's a border chaos right now, and it's leading to even more chaos. Now, I do want to remind you of something, because, you know, when Joe Biden gets off script, things get said that his staff wishes he wouldn't say. And so, was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday, I believe it was, he gave his speech to the United Nations. Maybe I'll do a whole segment on that soon, but he did a speech to the United Nations, and on his way out the door, the press is, of course, shouting at him, trying to get something from him because he won't ever, hardly ever answer questions, and they asked him, what, you know, Mr. President, the southern border, yada, yada, and his response was, we're going to get it under control, and I know that caught the reporters off guard, to which one of them, I think the same one, shouted back, sir, are you saying your administration has it under control, or you're going to get it under control? His response, we're going to get it under control. Well, that's basically an admission. It is not under control. Well, one of the latest smokescreens that I haven't even really covered yet, the one they were just talking about a moment ago on Fox, by the way, is one that I've already got printed out and right here in my hands. I've had it ready to go since my show prep this morning. The paper, those Border Patrol agents on horseback. That story is irritating the stew out of me because these guys are literally doing their job. Anybody who's ever ridden a horse or any police officer who's ever done crowd control on horseback knows that the reins in your hand are in part to steer the horse, they're in part to motivate the horse, and they're also, in crowd control issues, something that you use to sort of keep people away from the horse, because the horse can be dangerous to the individuals on the ground, and the individuals on the ground can be dangerous to the horse. And so just twirling the reins is simply a method of keeping people from trying to grab the horse or get injured by the horse. And yet right now what they've done is they've manufactured the most egregious, one more example of defund the police kind of hogwash that we've been seeing on a regular basis. But they're doing it, and they're not talking about the bridge. They're not talking about the 15,000 Haitian immigrants and other immigrants who were camped out under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas. They're not talking about the fact that even local Democrat officials are fed up and that the states are overwhelmed right now on the border and that 26 governors, including our own Kay Ivey, have demanded an opportunity to meet with the President of the United States to discuss this. No. What they want to do right now is they want to claim that Haitian migrants entering the U.S. from the border crossing at Del Rio have been whipped while on horseback. Come on, people. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who initially backed the agents, has now changed his stance because of left-wing Democrats, I'm sure, told a House committee that the agents have now been taken off the front lines and put on desk duty pending an investigation. For the love of God. And the Vice President, Kamala Harris, who has been nowhere to be seen in this entire debacle, despite the fact that she has supposedly been tapped as the czar for the border, the only thing she's expressed concern about has been, once again, the horseback riding members of the Customs and Border Patrol who were just horrified her, is what she said. Horrified her. And she's very concerned. She's not concerned about the 15,000 under the bridge, but she's concerned about whether or not there's been some form of police cruelty. Oh no, defund the police. We've already defunded them. They're overwhelmed down there on the border. And, you know, Kamala Harris says, quote, "What I saw depicted about those individuals on horseback treating human beings the way they were, that was horrible." No, it wasn't, ma'am. And if you knew anything about it, if you went down there yourself and talked to your own troops, those are your troops. That's the thing that she doesn't get. Those are not somebody else's police force. Those are her troops. Because the Customs and Border Patrol works for the federal government. She's the vice president. And this is the stand she's taking in public to support her own troops. Mm. It's hurtful. Well, folks, it's not just a Texas-Arizona issue, though. And if the feds won't secure the border, the states have to. Copper, I'll tell you what. You got clip six ready? Let me know when you got clip six ready. And I see I got a caller on the line, so I'll get to him in just a minute. But clip six, you let me know when you're ready, Copper, on that one. You are ready. Go ahead and play clip six. This is Karl Rove talking about the fact that the feds won't secure the border and the states have to. Clip six.
Secure the border. That's why it is smart for Governor Abbott to say if the federal government will not spend the money to build the wall, we'll spend $2 billion of Texas money to build the wall and the unfinished places in order to get better control over our border. And it's why Texas is spending tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars every biennium for additional law enforcement along the border, because it's our community that's being affected, and the federal government under this administration will not step up and do the job that it's responsible for.
That drone team has put more pressure on the Biden administration than anything else.
That's exactly right. The drone team from Fox News has put a lot of pressure because literally they were able to put a drone up and show the masses under the bridge. But Karl Rove is correct in this. Is that literally, if the federal government won't do it, the states have no choice but to do it.
To walk back.
And it's something else to just watch this thing unfold. The idea that states are having to pay for what should be a federal government issue, and overwork their own resources and deplete their resources because the federal government refuses to, is unconscionable. Well, I tell you what, before I wrap it up, I see I got a caller. Oh, is that Jeff from Indiana? All right, line two. Let me get Jeff from Indiana because I know he's on the road probably. Hey, Jeff, Phil Williams, what you doing, man? How are you?
Doing pretty good, Phil.
Well, good. What's on your mind today, man?
In the words of Strother Martin, you need to get your mind right.
Okay.
We need to pretend you need to lose about 50 IQ points and pretend that you're the liberal media and that Joe Biden is a Republican. Now, what would they be saying if this was all under a Trump administration? It's like the Biden administration is beating black people. The Biden administration is throwing out black people and they're deporting them, you know, and they got them in shanty towns and stuff. It's racism.
Well, that's I can tell you right now, he would have
been saying about him.
He would have been impeached already. But you know what's interesting? I don't know if you heard it or not, though. But what's her name? Maxine Waters. She came out just a little while ago while I was on the air, and her response to this is, this is a key example of something that is even worse than slavery. And so she went straight to the racism issue herself. But yeah, Jeff, it's just
But they're pretending that these are still Trump's.
Yeah, they are. Oh, I think
Biden
we lost him.
Is beating black people basically. Let's put it on him like they would Trump. That's what has to be done.
I think at this point, Trump would have already been impeached twice more if he were the one in office and this was all happening, every bit of it. Not just the border, but everything. But, hey, Jeff, you take care, man. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you and just love having you in the audience. That's Jeff from Indiana, regular caller. Folks, he's right. I mean, you almost have to just shed some of your, you know, IQ points in order to react this way that the liberal media and the Biden administration is reacting. It just boggles the mind. But I'm going to tell you some more in a minute when we get back from the short break. We're going to take the short break and we're going to come back from that. And I'm going to tell you some more, because I said that one of the way I styled it for my triple dipper today is that the border chaos is creating other chaos. Wait till you hear what happened with Haitian migrants who revolted yesterday. Yeah, that'll boggle your mind. And wait till you hear when the governor of Georgia is talking about the border crisis, what he had to say about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We will be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here. The time is now 4:25. Hey, listen, have I told you about my friends at Otter Creek Farm? Of course I have, because I can't stop talking about them. But listen, Otter Creek Farm is an amazing place, and they do a lot of stuff out there, and I think you'll enjoy it. Now, it's an oasis, by the way. It's a place for fine dining. It's a place for hunting pheasant and quail. It's a place for staying overnight, for having a wedding. But it is also a place where you can go right now, and they are doing a gun class. If you ever wondered, like, can I get more proficient? Can someone give me true instruction? They've got great instructors out there, and in the meantime, they'll also treat you like a king while you're out there. So check them out. Go to OtterCreekFarmstead.com. That's OtterCreekFarmstead.com. My friends Frank and Jane run the place, and it's an amazing locale. Go check it out. So listen, I'm going to go right now to a clip. Copper, let's go ahead and get clip 7 ready. Because one of the things I want you to understand about this issue with the border, the chaos being created by the Biden administration on the border is not just a border issue. It is creating more chaos elsewhere. And Governor Ducey of Arizona and Governor Kemp of Georgia were both on Fox earlier today. It was last night. And they were talking about this very thing. So I tell you what, Copper, Governor Ducey of Arizona, let's play clip 7 and get his thoughts on this not being just a border issue.
Governor Ducey, I want to start with the letter and really get a drill down on what you're hoping to accomplish, because we in the press can't even get the president to take our questions.
Well, it's time for the Biden administration to act. Border security has been seen as something that the southern states have to deal with on the border. The reason that you have Governor Hutchinson and Governor Kemp here from Arkansas and Georgia is because something that's become national security, because we don't know who's coming over the border, has become public safety. The drugs and crime that we're seeing rising in our states and flooding over the border is infecting our schools and neighborhoods. More than half the nation's governors, all Republican, have demanded a meeting with President Biden. We know how to fix this situation. It's a federal issue. We want to work with them, but the time for action is right now.
Well, look, the federal...
So he's exactly right. Part of the chaos being created by the chaos on the border is that it's just, it, Copper, we can't do that. go ahead if you want to, Copper. Tell the world what you just told
me. Yeah, I mean, can't we just conquer Mexico?
Can't conquer Mexico, Copper. Can't it cannot become the 51st state. We can't do it.
I mean, it could become a territory.
No, not even a territory.
Puerto Rico's pretty happy.
Just stop that. All right, anyway, so the bottom line is, it is not just a... it is not just a border state issue, though. And the chaos being generated there is generating more chaos elsewhere. One of the key examples that Governor Ducey of Arizona just said is other states are now having to deal with massive amounts of drug trafficking. and the fentanyl deaths in this nation have gone up exponentially. And the amount of fentanyl, just fentanyl alone, seized has been enough to wipe out everyone in the United States, because it only takes, what, I think it's 2 milligrams to kill a person. And they've seized tons of fentanyl coming across the border. And that's just gross. Here's another thing that's causing some of the chaos. So I mentioned to you a while ago that there has been some pretty serious instances recently with the Haitian immigrants. By the way, a lot of these immigrants on the border are from Haiti. Go figure. My first thought was, how'd they get there? And we're talking about there are literally tens of thousands of Haitians that are working their way, because they've been apparently living in Central and South America. And so yesterday, so the president of the United States decided to go ahead and cancel deportation flights back to Haiti because they have been through earthquakes. He wasn't going to send them back yet. But in this case, they had to reinstitute it because there were so many Haitians showing up here thinking everything was free to get in now. And yesterday, Haitian migrants who were being transported on a federally contracted private bus revolted on the bus when they realized they were being deported, and injured Customs and Border Patrol officials who were on the bus and took over the bus for a period of time. They did break out of the bus. They did escape, but they were all rounded back up. We also had a plane that flew back to Haiti filled with immigrants, illegal immigrants, who when they landed on the ground revolted and took over a plane on the ground. I'm just telling you, folks, it's a mess. Listen, short break, right back after this. Going to open up the phones. We're going to enjoy it. 866-494-9866. We'll be right back.